Continuation from this particular argument or discussion we just had, there is a further point which the Roman Catholics believe, that Christ came as a savior to mankind. The power that has been now given to the priests of the Roman Catholic Church has been so that they can take confession of the basic Roman Catholicism.
Right.
And they have the power to also forgive, because that is a power that has been invested in them
right.
by Christ himself.
Right.
Is there such a mention of this in the Holy Quran, that Prophet Muhammad ever said anything like this?
No. The fact is that these are the details of Christianity, and at every step where you differ, you should have a different line to follow. As I was explaining, the principle is laid down very clearly, that go about preaching with wisdom. First step. Second, admonish them in good sense, in the best of manners. Then, if you have to take resort to debate, and they, in fact, force a debate upon you, then go ahead and do it, but always use the best weapons possible. This is the general instruction laid down by the Holy Quran. So in this respect of confession, all that you can fight them with is simply logic, armed with logic. Because they derive their authority, in fact, in this regard, not from the Bible itself, but from the practice, long practice they have inherited from their history. And if you try to fight the battle through the scripts, they will not listen to you. It has gone so deep into them, it has been ingrained in them, that they will not listen. Make them, put them in a position to make you understand. That will be a very difficult position for them. Take a very simple stance that you look here, we are not Christians, we don't know. But first of all, convince me how I can be forgiven by a man. In what respect? Suppose you can say, if I murder somebody, can a Christian father, a Roman Catholic father forgive me? Or not? What will it promote then? Crime. So Christianity becomes an instrument of crime, promotion of crime. But first of all, if Father can forgive me my crime, why in the first instance Allah had to sacrifice His own Son? Why couldn't He forgive others' crimes? The whole logic is turned against them then. If a mere father, a mere speck on earth, can forgive me, deriving his power of forgiveness from the Son, why cannot the Father forgive me directly? And if He could not, those who passed before Jesus Christ, what happened to them? Were they forgiven or not forgiven? By what instrument were they forgiven? Because you don't find any confession, any system of confession in the pre-New Testament era, in the era of the Old Testament, and so on and so forth. So as you discuss, first let them take the position of making you understand. And the moment they begin to attempt, you will begin to see loopholes, cracks. And you can enter those cracks and attack them. With the purpose of winning them and convincing them, of course, again. Not just with the purpose of defeating them.